Welcome to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast, the most up-to-date information to help you prepare for your wine tasting weekend. I'm Mike, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around the great state of Texas, from the high plains to the hill country. If you love Texas wine, you've come to the right place. Let's take a trip. Welcome back, everyone, to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast. I'm your host, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, Mike Cole, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around the great state of Texas. If you are a subscriber to the podcast, thank you. Thank you so much for returning and tuning into this week's episode. And if you are new to this podcast, thank you so much for stopping by to check us out. We are an information-based podcast supporting and sharing wine events, tastings, and industry news from around this great state of Texas. So I hope you enjoy this content, and if you do, please consider subscribing and sharing the podcast with all your wine-loving friends. It helps to continue to spread the word about the podcast and keeps everyone informed about current wine-related events. Also, please follow me on my socials at Texas Wine Scene on Instagram and Texas Wine Scene on Facebook, where you will see all the posts about upcoming events for the weekend. Now let's get into the Texas Wine Scene news. In a recent Facebook post, Limestone Terrace Vineyards announced that they are having big changes that are on the way, and they are excited to bring you along for the ride. The post read that they are in the process of relocating to their beautiful new home in Fredericksburg, Texas, and is teaming up with Dr. Bob Bulley, owner of Bulley Wines, located in Trequanda, Italy. They will also be taking over the former space occupied by Lost Draw Cellars and Wine for the People. With this new move comes with new challenges, fresh beginnings, and a whole lot to look forward to. They are currently working with the city of Fredericksburg on permitting and transferring their state and federal winery licenses to the new location. After April 13th, they will officially enter in an interim period for 1 to 2 months as they complete renovations in Fredericksburg. They're expecting renovations to wrap up sometime in May or June. The Wine and Food Foundation has announced that tickets are now on sale for their Toast of Texas wine event at Assembly Hall in Austin, Texas on June 8th from 2:30 to 5 p.m. Your ticket purchase for this Texas-themed wine event includes tastings featuring over 120 wines from 25 different wineries, Texas barbecue, a wine toss, paella, and a silent auction. Go to winefoodfoundation.org to purchase your ticket. This is a great event to attend and to taste a variety of Texas wines. June 8th may seem far away, but these tickets sell out fast, so get yours soon. See you there. Andrew Chalk of the Chalk Report also wrote about a quiet Texas winemaker goes public with his own wine company. Blackman Wines, Bill Blackman to be exact, is the William behind William Chris Vineyards. Bill and Chris Brundret formed the company in 2010, stressing a message of 100% Texas grapes for Texas wine. Chalk writes that before William Chris Vineyards, Bill had made wine for many other brands, including Pheasant Ridge, Becker Vineyards, and Granite Hill Vineyards. Now he has his own 6.5-acre vineyard in Mason County, planted in 2015 at 1,850 feet in elevation to Malbec, Merlot, and Cabernet Sauvignon. So be on the lookout for more fantastic wine from a Texas wine icon, That is Bill Blackman. The Texas International Wine Competition announced the result of its 2025 competition held March 21st through March 22nd. This year's event welcomed 753 winery entries from 29 U.S. states and 12 countries. Here are a few Texas wineries who took home some of the top awards. The Grand Texas Red Wine Award went to Wintergrass Vineyard and Winery in Claiborne, Texas for their 2022 Sangiovese. The Grand Texas White Wine went to Sandy Road Vineyards in Johnson City, Texas for their 2023 Chardonnay. The Grand Sparkling Award went to Los Pinos Ranch Vineyards in Pittsburgh, Texas for their non-vintage Blanc de Blanc. Other notable Texas Award winners for Best in Class included Dry Comal Creek Vineyards, Enoch Stomp Vineyards, Edge of the Lake Vineyards, and Augusta Vine Winery in Fredericksburg. For the full list of results, including medal awards, class distinctions, and best of class honors, visit txiwc.com. And finally, the big Texas wine scene news saw in a recent blog post by Andrew Chalk in the Chalk Report entitled "Newsflash: Changing of the Guard, Fall Creek Vineyards is Sold." Andrew writes about the big announcement out of Driftwood, Texas, that Sergio Quadra, winemaker at Fall Creek Vineyards for over 10 years, and an investor group are the new owners of Fall Creek Vineyards. The winery was sold by owner Susan Owler on Saturday, April 4th, and announced the sale and transition at their 50th anniversary party. Susan and her son Chad Owler have been running the winery since the passing of her husband Ed. Andrew mentions in the blog that Susan wanted to retire, and Chad has his own successful liquor brand that I'm sure requires his focus, time, and attention. He writes how passing the winery on to Sergio creates continuity and that Sergio will continue to be the direct winemaker and retain the existing staff. Here's Sergio sharing the exciting news on a recent Instagram post.
Allow me to interrupt your scrolling to share something that truly marks a turning point in my life. 50 years ago, Ed and Susan Oller planted their first vines, and with that, the story of Fall Creek Vineyards began. They were pioneers, founding the modern Texas wine industry, shaping what we now recognize as the heart and soul of the Texas Hill Country. In late 2023, Ed left us, too soon, and with him, the only unfinished business I ever knew he had. Now, 18 months later, and right on the vineyard's 50th anniversary, Susan and her sons, Chad and Mark, chose to carry his legacy forward by passing the reins to me. I've had the honor of being Fall Creek Vineyards winemaker for the past 12 harvests. And on April 4th, 2025, Fall Creek Vineyards officially began his second half century, this time with new owners, myself and my friends Julio and Alan. I could tell you all about the bold, daring, and ambitious dreams we have for Fall Creek Vineyards' future. But for now, there's just one thing I know for sure. This chapter was guided from above, because I have a good advocate watching my steps up there. And one more thing. You'll probably be hearing from me more often. Cheers.
And that's your Texas Wine Scene News. Before we get into the wine events for the weekend, let's check the weather. The weather for the weekend in the High Plains wine-growing region will have high temperatures of 72 degrees with low temperatures of 55 degrees. The North Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 79 degrees with low temperatures of 66 degrees. The West Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 76 degrees with low temperatures of 57 degrees. The Texas Hill Country wine growing region will have high temperatures of 81 degrees and low temperatures of 67 degrees. And the Gulf Coast wine growing region will have high temperatures of 85 degrees with low temperatures of 73 degrees. We'll start this weekend's wine event lineup by calling on all the cool cats and flower children to head on out to Navasota, Texas for their Groovy Grapes Wine Walk event on Saturday, April 19th from 1 to 5 p.m. Get ready to sip your way through a variety of local flavors as you stroll through downtown Navasota, indulging in local wine, spirits, and beer. Soak in all the good vibes at this annual Groovy Grapes wine event while listening to live music and shop for funky finds of handcrafted goods. There will be hippie vibes everywhere, so dress up in your best tie-dye, fringe, and flower power gear and enjoy a blast from the past with peace, love, and plenty of wine. For more information about this event, visit Rusty Hook Winery. The adult Easter egg hunt is on at Mirrorstone Vineyards in Stonewall, Texas on Saturday, April 19th at 3 p.m. Who says Easter egg hunts are just for kids? Join Mirrorstone Vineyards for their first ever golden egg hunt for all the wine-loving adults out there. Mirrorstone staff will be hiding Easter eggs filled with wine-lover goodies all around the tasting room grounds. Some eggs will be filled with wine discounts, some with Mirrorstone swag, and one extra special golden egg with a prize worth scrambling for. So come out and grab a glass of wine, be ready to hunt, and let the fun begin. For more information about this event, visit their website at mirrorstonevineyards.com. Texas wine is big and getting even bigger. So why not match it with Texas-sized wine education? Join wine educator Denise Clark and the Texas Wine School at Somm Space in Austin, Texas for their Texas Wine 101 course on Saturday, April 19th from 3 to 5 p.m. Everything's bigger in Texas, including our passion for wine. In this introductory class, you'll take a deep dive into the exciting and rapidly growing world of the fifth largest wine producing state in the country. From Viognier to Vermentino and Tempranillo to Tannat, you'll taste a curated selection of some of the top wines made in Texas that showcase the diversity and quality of Texas terroir. Along the way, you'll explore the history of Texas winemaking, the unique challenges and opportunities facing the Texas wine industry, key varieties that thrive here in Texas, and all the exciting new developments that are shaping the future of Texas wine. Whether you're a longtime Texas wine lover or brand new to the Texas wine scene, this class will give you the knowledge to fully appreciate what makes Texas a rising star in the world of wine. For more information and registration for this event, visit their website at thetexaswineschool.com. 12 Fires Winery and Vineyard in Johnson City is having their fifth annual Crawfish Boil event this weekend on Saturday, April 19th from 3 to 6 p.m. Chef Josh will be hand-selecting a generous supply of the freshest crawfish and Gulf shrimp from the very popular Groomer's Seafood Market in San Antonio, Texas. With his signature blend of spices, he'll prepare a crawfish feast with all the fixings, including corn, tender potatoes, and savory smoked sausage, which will be expertly paired with a selection of 12 Fires wine. For more information about this event, visit their website at 12fires.com. Here's an event from my wine-drinking dog lovers out there. Join Loblolly Sellers in San Antonio, Texas for their Puppy Play Day and Adoption event on Saturday, April 19th from 4 to 9 p.m. They'll have several puppies up for adoption who are currently under the care of the Incredible Rescue under Savannah's wings. They have a beautiful grassy area for the pups to sniff around, two gorgeous patio spaces to enjoy, and an area of greenery for the pups to explore. Loblolly Sellers will have their famously delicious and artfully designed charcuterie boards available to enjoy with your choice of Loblolly wines. But wait, there's more. They're stepping it up to produce puppy charcuterie boards for the dining pleasure of your furry little friends. For more information about this event, visit their website at loblollysellers.com. Bending Branch Winery in Comfort, Texas is having their adult Easter egg hunt on Saturday, April 19th from 12 to 1 p.m. Bring your basket and unleash your inner child and join Bending Branch Winery to find Easter eggs filled with treats, special offers, and great prizes totaling over $2,500. Here's the catch. Speed walking, skipping, and crawling are permitted, but you must hold a glass of wine while hunting for eggs without spilling it. This sounds like a lot of fun, and a challenging one at that. For more information about this event, visit their website at bendingbranchwinery.com. High Meadow Winery in High, Texas is having their Easter Extravaganza event on Saturday, April 19th. It will be an afternoon of fun-filled games and unique local vendors along with live music that sets the perfect festive vibes for everyone to enjoy. There will be an all-inclusive and adventurous Easter egg hunt for both the kids and the adults. So gather your family and friends and head on out to High Meadow Winery to sip on delicious wines and enjoy an unforgettable day of laughter, community, and celebration. For more information about this event, visit their website at highmeadow.com. For an adults-only Easter weekend party, then head on out to Wimberley Valley Winery in Driftwood, Texas for their Easter Wonderland event on Saturday, April 19th at 11 a.m. Join Wimberley Valley Winery for a thrilling Easter egg hunt where hundreds of eggs filled with fabulous prizes awaits discovery across their beautiful winery grounds. And for the cool Easter-themed photo ops, the Easter Bunny will be making a special appearance. Your ticket purchase includes a free mimosa, hundreds of candy and prize-filled Easter eggs with coupons for 10 to 50% off Wimberley Valley purchases, wine and beer accessories, merchandise, glass bottles, and gift certificates. And to top it off, you'll get the opportunity to snag the golden egg that will score you a one-year wine club membership worth $300 and unlocking exclusive winery benefits. For more information about this event, visit their website at wimberleyvalleywinery.com. Join Messina Hoff Harvest Green Winery and Kitchen in Richmond, Texas for their Hunt for the Golden Cork event on Saturday, April 19th from 10 to 1 p.m. This delightful Easter celebration at Hunt for the Golden Cork is where brunch meets adventure. Indulge in a delicious brunch spread featuring all the fixings, including your favorite waffles, muffins, scrambled eggs, bacon, and country potatoes. Sip on two refreshing mimosas as you enjoy the festive atmosphere and anticipate the real excitement of the Easter egg hunt, where hidden treasures await, including the coveted golden cork. Whether you're there for the brunch or the thrill of the hunt, this event promises a joyful, bubbly start to your Easter festivities. For more information about this event, visit their website at messinahoff.com. And those are your wine events for the weekend. Stay tuned for your music lineup for the weekend. Up next. Becker Vineyards in Fredericksburg, Texas gets the music lineup started for the weekend with Carol Ann Bosco on stage Saturday, April 19th from 1 to 4 p.m. Whistling Duck Winery in Weimar, Texas will have Colton Black on stage Saturday, April 19th from 2 to 5 p.m. Busted Oak Winery in Carmine, Texas has a great music lineup for the weekend, starting with April Hall on stage Friday, April 18th from 6 to 9 p.m., followed by Eric Morales on stage Saturday, April 19th from 3 to 6 p.m. Mitch Mercoulier will close out the set on Sunday, April 20th from 2 to 5 p.m. West Sandy Creek Winery in Richards, Texas will have Guthrie Jones on stage Saturday, April 19th from 6 to 9 p.m. Los Pinos Ranch Vineyards in Pittsburgh, Texas will have Bo Atkins on stage Friday, April 18th from 6 to 9 p.m., followed by Andrew Duncalf on stage Saturday, April 19th from 6 to 9 p.m. as well. English Newsome Cellars in Lubbock, Texas will have Danny Kadra on stage Saturday, April 19th from 5 to 7 p.m. Wimberley Valley Winery in Driftwood, Texas will have Floyd Bowler on stage Friday, April 18th from 4 to 7 p.m. Singing Water Vineyards in Comfort, Texas will have the April Hall Duo on stage Saturday, April 19th at 1 to 4 p.m., followed by Chuck Weimer on stage later that afternoon from 5 to 8 p.m. Torna Locks in Burnett, Texas will have the smooth jazz sounds of Rodney Hall on stage Saturday, April 19th from 2 to 5 p.m. The Texas Wine Collective in Fredericksburg, Texas will have Brett Winning on stage Saturday, April 19th from 1 to 5 p.m. Texas Heritage Vineyards in Fredericksburg will let Justin McFarland jam out on Friday, April 18th from 2 to 4 p.m. Pernales Cellars in Stonewall, Texas will have Mike Wayne on stage providing some country music tunes on Saturday, April 19th from 1 to 5 p.m. Deep Roots Vineyards in Plantersville, Texas will have the Spicolis on stage Saturday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m. Bell Springs Winery in Dripping Springs will have the very talented G.G. Worth on stage Saturday, April 19th from 3 to 6 p.m. Arch Ray Winery in Fredericksburg, Texas will have Brett Winning on stage Friday, April 18th from 5 to 8 p.m., followed by Abe Mack on stage Saturday, April 19th from 3 to 6 p.m. For our Ranch Vineyards and Winery, we'll have Dave Alexander on stage Saturday, April 19th from 3 to 6 p.m. Moody Family Wines in Bullard, Texas will have Emily Glover on stage Friday, April 18th from 6 to 8:30 p.m., followed by Jennifer Martin on stage Saturday, April 19th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. as well. Arrowhead Creek Vineyards in Stonewall, Texas will let Kristen Foreman provide the musical tunes on Saturday, April 19th from 2 to 5 p.m. Fiesta Winery in La Meta, Texas will let Dylan Havens rock the house on Saturday, April 19th from 2 to 5 p.m. And Dry Comal Creek Vineyards in New Braunfels, Texas will close out the music lineup for the weekend with David Russell on stage Saturday, April 19th from 2 to 5 p.m. And that's your music lineup for the weekend. Stay tuned for Did You Know? Easter Sunday is this weekend, and there are certain sounds, images, smells, and tastes that pop into my mind at this time of the year that makes this holiday nostalgic. First, there was the noxious smell of eggs emanating throughout the house the night before Easter Sunday due to the fun we were having while boiling, painting, designing, and eating the eggs in between creations as we prepare for the Easter egg hunt. Then there was the Sunday morning church service, and for a 7-year-old boy, it seemed like it lasts for about 5 hours, with a suit that was 2 sizes too small and dress shoes made of the hardest plastic that had my poor little feet throbbing during the entire sermon. But I endured the challenges of limited attention span in church and the hard shoes because I knew there was an Easter basket filled with sweet goodies, one of which was a solid milk chocolate Easter bunny. It may be the same chocolate, but I still believe to this day that the milk chocolate in the shape of a cottontail Easter bunny is far more superior to many other chocolate bars out there. Speaking of cottontails, the sound of Gene Autry's 1950s rendition of Here Comes Peter Cottontail is one of my favorite songs to hear during the Easter holiday. Here Comes Peter Cottontail was written by Steve Nelson and Jack Rollins in 1949, who also wrote the very popular Christmas holiday song Frosty the Snowman, although it was Gene Autry who popularized the catchy tune. But did you know that Gene Autry was born Orvin Grover Autry on a ranch in Tioga, Texas, in Grayson County, which is part of the Texoma wine-growing region of North Texas along the Texas and Oklahoma border. Grayson County was also the home of Thomas Volney Munson, a Texas grape researcher who was credited with saving the French wine industry after the phylloxera epidemic in Europe. Gene Autry, also known as the Singing Cowboy, recorded several holiday hits such as Here Comes Santa Claus and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, in addition to Here Comes Peter Cottontail. So if you're like me and have nostalgic memories about milk chocolate Easter bunnies and the sounds of Here Comes Peter Cottontail, grab a glass of wine, sit back and enjoy the moment, and toast to two gentlemen from Grayson County, Texas, who through their artistic music and wine contributions continue to influence our lives from the past, present, and into the future.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hopping, Easter's on its way. Bringing every girl and boy baskets full of Easter joy, things to make your Easter bright and gay. He's got jelly beans for Tommy, colored eggs for Sister Sue. There's an orchid for your mommy and an Easter bonnet too. Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, happy Easter day.
Well, that would do it for this week's episode. Thank you for joining me. I'm Mike Cole, your Texas wine scene correspondent, and I look forward to seeing you next time on the Texas Wine Scene. Cheers. For more in-depth information on the wineries mentioned in this episode, visit the Texas Wine Lover website at txwinelover.com or the Texas Wine Lover app. On the site, you can find a vast amount of information about Texas wineries and wine-related businesses. You can also search for information such as maps of Texas wineries, Texas wine trails, 100% Texas wineries, and winemaker profiles. And if you're a business who wants to advertise on the website or the app, or looking to upgrade your listing, then use promo code TEXASWINESCENE and receive 10% off your first payment. This way, your business or winery will be listed amongst the very best that Texas has to offer. So visit their website at txwinelover.com. That's txwinelover.com. Also, please leave me a rating and a review, and please share the podcast with all your wine-loving friends. Cheers.